Hey, everybody, it's me, Mike Evans from Hawaii. Hope everybody's having a great week. I know I am. We got a pop quiz question. You know, when James Gandolfini died, he had just cemented a very, very tight new relationship with an actress who had become like a sister to him. They talked every day. Their families had become close. They even discussed being godparents for each other's kids. Who was James Gandolfini's new best friend at the time of his death? Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Scarlett Johansson, or Jodie Foster? Answer in just a minute. A little TV ratings, if you don't mind. Great ratings for America's Got Talent. Best year ever. You can kiss the reality show Capture goodbye. Their ratings have been going down every week since week one. Big Brother's ratings never been stronger. And Stephen King is so thrilled with the ratings from Under the Dome, he wants to do another series for television. All right, we're going to turn back the clock. On January 7th, I told you that Jack Nicholson was probably going to retire this year. I also reported back then that his bucket list movie was probably his bucket list goodbye. He really hasn't been in a movie since 2007 when he did Bucket List. It was in 2006 that Jack started having problems memorizing lines. Many say it's due to his lifetime of pot smoking. Jack has agreed to do one more movie, though, and that would be only for his best friend Warren Beatty, a project about the life of Howard Hughes. Beatty's been working on it for a couple of years. Also agreeing to be in that movie, Justin Timberlake, Alec Baldwin, Owen Wilson, William Macy, and of course his buddy Warren Beatty. I wouldn't bet, though, this movie ever gets made. This will be my last book review of the summer. Manson, The Life and Times of Charles Manson, written by Jeff Gwynn. The book is all about Charles Manson's younger years, his first years in prison before Tate LaBianca and before the Sharon Tate murders, his crazy prison-bound mother that abused him when he was 5 years old, his hatred for blacks and hatred for women. It's a twisted, disturbing, but fascinating story and book. Manson, The Life and Times of Charles Manson, by Jeff Gwynn. And the pop quiz question, who was James Gandolfini's new really good friend? Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Scarlett Johansson, or Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster.
I'm going to go with Jodie Foster, too.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus, James Gandolfini's final movie, enough said, co-starred Julie Louis-Dreyfus. They became very, very good friends during the making of that movie. Hey, have a great day. We'll do her again one more time from Hawaii tomorrow. Aloha, hui ho, mahalo, nui loa. See ya.